We are backstage with Hao Chen Sheng. This is some festival, and I gather for you it's kind of like coming home, or at least to your second home.
Well, yeah, Philly is definitely my second home. I've been here, I still live here. I've been, you know, studying at the Curtis Institute for, you know, since 2005. So it's been 12 years. And of course, I've, you know, listened countless times, concerts at the Kimmel. And I've been, you know, backstage here. And I remember actually my first encounter here was the Greenfield competition for young students to get the chance to play with Philly Orchestra. I won that in 2005, actually my first year. So I was in one of those dressing rooms before the final round. So yeah, this definitely feels like home to me.
So you've played Rachmaninoff with the Philadelphia Orchestra before. You played Rachmaninoff's second piano concerto.
Yes, and now I'm playing the first and the fourth, which is different from the second because the second is sort of everybody's concerto. It's been played all the time. I don't think any pianist could ever avoid to play it. And but the fourth and the first is much more underplayed, I would say, but they're just as fantastic and very different, actually, especially the fourth. That is not a typical Rachmaninoff piece, I would say, that he is moving from his sort of known style, which is the typical Russian romantic style, and he's moving towards somewhere in between jazz and contemporary. So while still you can feel that he's a romantic at heart, that even as he tries to keep looking for a new path for himself, he still can't resist going back often to the romantic style. So the fourth concerto, you can see a swing back and forth between styles and sometimes mixed together. So it's very much more ambiguous in a way that compared to his second, the third piano concerto, which were much more popular. This concerto definitely is something fresh. Yeah.
And do you have any particular parts of it that you like?
Well, yeah, definitely. Actually, the thing with the fourth concerto is that every time you play it, your feelings change a little bit. I remember actually first listening to the concerto and not really liking it because it's a little bit ambiguous and I'm not quite finding what I wanted to find in a typical Rachmaninoff piece. But then as I played more and more, I began to like the new sounds and sonorities that he produced. And there's also a sense of simplicity that is not quite present in his earlier, you know, typical romantic works. So he's made it a little bit more simple and a little bit more succinct than his linguistic sort of narrative. So all that, it's really fascinating, I think, for audience especially who have been so acquainted by his second or third piano concerto to have a chance to actually listen to the different side of Rachmaninoff, I think is definitely worthwhile.
I was thinking about that because this festival experience for the listener really gives a whole range of music and really paints a musical portrait of Rachmaninoff. What is it like for you as a performer to play those different pieces?
Well, every concerto gives me a different experience. And I often thought about one day in the future that I could, in the near future, hopefully, that I could play all five concerto in two concerts. But I think for the audience, these five piano concerti all has something different to offer, and to play it as a whole in one festival, I think gives audience a kind of special narrative, sort of to understand not only the different pieces but and the different soloists, but also the growth of Rachmaninoff, that how he progressed from the first concerto to the fifth. So I thought it would be fascinating.
I understand you're also interested in history and literature. Yeah. Does the history, musical history, and Rachmaninoff's life, does that inform the way you approach the music?
Yeah, definitely. It actually, for instance, the fourth concerto is something that is very peculiar, I would say, to a special timeline in his life. I mean, he was not composing for a long while after his third piano concerto. And then he thought, you know, everything is... He settled in the States, and he's now one of the most renowned pianists of all time. So he thought, now I could have time to really just not perform for a while and pick up composing. And then that's what where he was thinking about, you know, creating something different than his previous concerto, a style that he's so known for. So he's taking some risks, and that's where he tried this fourth concerto. And of course, it caught the audience and the critics by surprise. Actually, a lot of people didn't like it in the premiere. And that's one of the fascinating things, I think, that some people just hated it. But then it recently become a little bit more popular. But it's always fascinating how you can see through the piece how Rachmaninoff was experimenting, that he is drifting away from his comfort zone. And he, you know, there is a certain kind of discomfort in the piece, which actually makes it more fresh. And there's a kind of raw quality, I almost think, that is what makes this piece unique.
Well, thank you so much, Hao Chen-Sheng. It's great to have you in Philadelphia.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.